when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her, set your heart on fire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over and just quits cold. But once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you'll romance her. Trouble is the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over and just quits cold. But once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you'll romance her. Trouble is the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me.
And once in love with a Broadway musical, always in love with a Broadway musical. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only NPR station. Well, that song, Once in Love with Amy, is a Frank Lesser classic from Where's Charlie, 1948, and a great song. And Dean Martin managed to get an early jump on his recording career by covering a single from that show. But what we never got from that show was the original cast album. There have been many great scores in the Broadway canon that have never gotten an original cast album, maybe a studio album later, or an album of outtakes, or a cabaret album, you name it. But with the original cast, it never happened for lots of reasons. Recording strikes, musician strikes, general tenor of the times, flops, who knows. But today's episode is Look Ma, No Album. Great songs from the canon that never got an album, but recordings from roughly around the time in which the show premiered. Well, Rodgers and Hart had two great shows in 1940. The second one was Pal Joey, but the first was Higher and Higher. What are you talking about? And there really weren't albums so much before 1943 with Oklahoma, but there were starting to be collections, so it's somewhat surprising that Higher and Higher didn't get at least a couple of songs from its score in some sort of Decca recording. But here is Shirley Ross singing the great, great song from that show.
Once I left when heard you say that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself, and now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered my mind. Once you said in your funny lingo, I'd sit at bingo day and night and never get the numbers right. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I'd stay up Sunday to read the Monday morning dirt and find you're merging with some skirt. It never entered my mind. Life is not so sweet alone. The man who came to dinner lets me eat alone. I confess it, I didn't guess it, that I would sit and mope again. And all the while I'd hope again to see my darling dope again. It never entered my mind.
Irving Berlin came back to Broadway in 1940 with a show called Louisiana Purchase, and it was a big enough hit for it to be made into a film with Bob Hope some years later, but it never had any kind of original cast recording, although songs from it were quite popular on the airwaves. One of the songs was written before the show went into rehearsal as an anthem for the war effort in England, a great sort of patriotic anthem, and it was recorded by many people, including Vera Lynn. Yes, that Vera Lynn who died at the age of 103, great British anthemic singer, only this summer. So here is Vera Lynn, her first appearance, I think, on Broadway to Main Street, singing a great Irving Berlin classic song that never had a cast album. Thank you.
tomorrow is a lovely day. Come and feast your tear-dimmed eyes on tomorrow's clear blue skies. If today your heart is weary, if every little thing looks gray, just forget your troubles and learn to say, tomorrow is a lovely day.
Hold On to Your Hats from 1940 is one of my favorite unsung, as it were, musicals. Great score by Burton Lane and Yip Harburg. And because of an ASCAP radio strike, very little of its score made it into the airwaves or to singles, and certainly not a cast album. But here is Frank Sinatra to sing a beautiful version of The World Is in My Arms from Hold On to Your Hats.
Thank you.
That, of course, was Bewitched. Bothered and Bewildered from Pal Joey, which opened on Christmas Day 1940, and again got stuck in this ASCAP strike, so there was never a cast recording or an attempt, but that was a contemporary recording by Benny Goodman and Helen Forrest. And of course, Pal Joey would get re-recorded in 1951, and it led to a 1952 revival, and on and on and on, became a classic, but no album in its time. The next year, Lady in the Dark opened with Gertrude Lawrence and Danny Kaye, and they sang and recorded some kind of one-off songs from that score, but again, it didn't have an original cast album. Here is a contemporary recording, I think the first, of The Saga of Jenny, sung by the one, the only, Mildred Bailey. And this is what you would have been hearing right around the time, unfortunately, of Pearl Harbor. But what a lovely recording of this great Kurt Vile tune.
There once was a girl named Jenny, whose virtues were varied and many, excepting that she was inclined always to make up her mind. And Jenny points a moral with which you cannot quarrel, as you will find. Jenny made her mind up when she was three. She herself was going to trim the Christmas tree. Christmas Eve she lit the candles, tossed the tapers away. Little Jenny was an orphan on Christmas Day.
Oh, Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
She lost one dad and mother, a sister and a brother, but she would make up her mind. Jenny made her mind up when she was 12 that into foreign languages she would delve. But at 17 to Vassar it was quite a blow that in 27 languages she couldn't say no. Jenny made her mind up at 22 to get herself a husband was the thing to do. She got herself all dialed up in her satins and furs, and she got herself a husband, but he wasn't hers. Jenny made her mind up at 39. She would take a trip to the Argentine. She was only on vacation, but the Latins agree. Jenny was the one who started the good neighbor policy. Jenny made her mind up at 75. She would live to be the oldest woman alive. But gin and rum and destiny play funny tricks, and poor Jenny kicked the bucket at 76. Jenny points a moral with which you cannot quarrel, makes a lot of common sense. Jenny and her saga prove that you are gaga if you don't keep sitting on the fence.
Jenny and her story point the way to glory to all men and womankind.
Anyone with vision comes to this decision. Don't
make
up
your
mind.
The incomparable Hildegard was a name coined by Walter Winchell of this great cabaret chanteuse of the 1940s, Hildegard. She was extremely popular and very elegant and quite sexy. We don't quite know her now, but she recorded a lot of Broadway stuff. And Rodgers and Hart had a huge whopping hit in 1942 called By Jupiter with Ray Bolger. Didn't have an album. He recorded nothing from it, as far as I know. But here is the incomparable Hildegard to sing two wonderful songs from the Rodgers and Hart score to 1942's By Jupiter.
Don't
stamp your foot at me. That's impolite. To stamp your foot at me is not quite right. All I discover is you're not so fine. I fear my lover is a swine. I have eyes for you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. There's a trick with a knife I'm learning to do, and everything I've got belongs to you. I've a powerful anesthesia in my fist, and the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. There are hammerlock holds, I've mastered a few, and everything I've got belongs to you. Share for share, share alike, you get struck each time I strike. You for me, me for you, I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not yours for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse. I've a terrible tongue, a temper for two, and everything I've got belongs to you. He's a living thing that isn't quite alive. He has brains enough for any child of five. Oh, he isn't too rich in vigor and vim, but everything I've got belongs to him. He's a naughty brat who's never left alone. He has eyes for every skirt except my own. Even under a tree, he grabs for the limb, but everything I've got belongs to him. Something beats in his chest, but it's just a pump at best. I'm for him, he's for him, he gives me plenty of nothing. When I see that funny face, I know something scared his mother 20 years ago. But I'll never let go, he'll never be free, till everything he's got belongs to me. Nobody's heart belongs to me. Hi-ho, who cares? Nobody writes his songs to me. No one belongs to me. That's the least of my cares. I may be sad at times and disinclined to play, but it's not bad at times to go your own sweet way. Nobody's arms belong to me, no arms feel strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me today. Inclined to play, it's not bad at times to go your own sweet way. Nobody's arms belong to me, no arms feel strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me today.
Towards the end of 1944, Leonard Bernstein, Comden and Green, Jerry Robbins had a massive hit called On the Town with All Fresh Faces. And it was a show that obviously changed the Broadway universe. It never had an original cast album. What ho, you say? But what about the Columbia recording with Comden and Green and John Reardon and Nancy Walker? Yes, well, that was done in 1960. It was a studio recording. And there were a few one-off recordings, one of Bernstein's ballet music on RCA. Mary Martin sang some songs for Decca. Oddly enough, she wasn't in the show. But here is Nancy Walker with a contemporary recording as the incomparable Hildy, as it were, from On the Town, telling us how well she can cook.
Oh, I can cook too, on top of the rest. My seafood's the best in the town. Yes, I can cook too. My fish can't be beaten. My sugar's the sweetest around. I'm a man's ideal of a perfect meal, right down to the demi-tasse. I'm a pot of joy for a hungry boy, baby. I'm cooking with gas, so I'm a gumdrop, a sweet lollipop, a brook trout right out of the brook. And what's more, baby, I can cook. I've made a magazine cover. I run my house on a dime. I'd make a wonderful lover. I should be paid overtime, 'cause I can bake, too, on top of the lot. My oven's the hottest you'll find. Oh, I can roast, too. My chickens just ooze. My gravy will lose you your mind. I'm a brand new note on a table d'hote, but just try my a la carte. With a single course, you could choke a horse. Baby, you won't know where to start. I'm an hors d'oeuvre, a jelly preserve, not in the recipe book. And what's more, baby, I can cook. Smorgasbord. Go around until you've had your fill. Baby, you'll never be bored. Oh, I'm a pâté, a marron glacé, a dish you will wish you had took. And what's more, baby, I can't go.
Nancy Walker in her prime. We'll hear more from her later in the show. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WLIW-FM. And we're looking at songs that never, from great shows that never got a cast album. And back then, when a show was written by, you know, a massive person like a Kurt Weill or Rodgers and Hart or Irving Berlin, they knew what the hit song was going to be before the show even went into rehearsal. So often these songs went out from music publishers who sent them to managers and agents, and they got into the hands of great recording artists, often recording songs before the show even opened. So thankfully, even though many of these shows didn't have cast albums in the 1940s, we have some great, what we call covers Here is from Love Life, lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, music by Kurt Vile, a show that never got recorded, even though it's one of Broadway's great sort of obscure esoteric gems. It was supposed to be at Encores this year, but of course, because of the pandemic, it was delayed. But here is Buddy Clark, a major recording artist of the post-war era, to sing a beautiful ballad from Love Life.
If I've no will to go from home, or have no urge the seas to roam, or turn my back on a distant star, then never burn to wander far. It's not because of fear, it's because my goal is clear. There's a far land, I'm told, where I'll find a field of gold. But here I'll stay with you. And they say there's an isle deep with clover, where your heart wears a smile all day through. But I know well there are, and I know where I belong, and here I'll stay with you. For that land is a sandy illusion, it's the theme of a dream gone astray, and the world others woo. I can find loving you, and so here I'll can find loving you, and so here I'll stay. I'll
I am not like Circe, who showed men no mercy. Men are most important in my life. Venus, Clio, Psyche are melodies in my key. They knew how to live the high life. Gallantry, I find archaic. Poetry, I find prosaic. Give me the man who's strong and silent, inarticulate but violent. Sing me not a ballad, send me not a sonnet. I require no ballad, rhyme word on it. Save your books and flowers. They're not necessaries. Oh, the precious hours lost in grim preliminaries. Deck me not in jewels, sigh me not your sighs, duel me no duels, and please don't vocalize. Romance me no romances. Treasure not my glove. Spare me your advances. Just, oh, just make love. Spare me your advances. Just, oh, just make love. Books and flowers, they're not necessaries. Oh, the precious hours lost in grim preliminaries. Deck me not in jewels, sigh me not your sighs, duel me no duels, and please don't vocalize. Romance me no romances. Treasure not my glove. Spare me your advances. Just, oh, just make love.
That was La Tolegna in her only major Broadway lead role in The Firebrand of Florence. Music by Kurt Weill, lyrics by Ira Gershwin. She recorded that a little later in the 1950s, but another great show, a great score that never got a cast album in its day. Quel dommage. Well, Cole Porter was not immune from being left off the cast album list. He had a great success with Decca. They did Mexican Hayride, and of course Columbia would later record Kiss Me Kate. But here's from a musical called Around the World, directed and starring and everything but the kitchen sink by Orson Welles. Never made into a cast album, never recorded as far as I know, but here is a wonderful contemporary recording of a great Cole Porter tune by Kitty Callan.
Till
you. Tell me.
Chase them off instead. Shall it be Chanel or flattery, sexy or assault and battery, innuendo, radiant or dash of bed?
Who knows on what adventure you're embarking? Should you use, it's better when you're parking.
Bottles by the score unveiling, all day long you keep inhaling.
Glamorous or stolen heaven, rendezvous tonight at 7.
Jezebel or farmer's daughter, which one leads them to the slaughter?
Call me later or Narcissus, midnight passion, morning kisses.
Worried which one will beguile them till you're fit for the asylum. And that's just perfume.
Take our advice, don't pay the price. Don't be a woman if you can.
When you take an inventory, you'd be better off being Peter Lorre.
Don't be a woman if you can.
As to woman's crowning glory, it's the same old gruesome story. How and why and where and when to do your hair.
When at last they do a hairdo, they do everything they dare do. As they weave and wave you, you get mal de mer.
Up swept, down swept, would you like it broom swept? Side swept, 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 maybe powder room swept.
With so many styles invented, any wonder you're demented.
Tinted purple, try it blonder, till your mind begins to wander.
Paris knot or Grecian knot, or try the new Venetian knot.
A girlish bob or mannish bob, or hiya bob or Spanish bob, or virgin bun or
raisin bun or cinnamon bun or raisin bun. And that's just hairdo.
Take our advice. Don't pay the price. Don't be a woman if you can.
To the analyst you're driven, it's a heck of a sex that we've been given.
Never be a woman if you can.
If you have a choice, don't ever be a woman, for you'll spend your life just catering
or Fitch and Abercrombie, but never a woman if you can.
For instance, fur coats.
Anybody is nobody, just a body that is shoddy if she hasn't got a dozen furs to wear.
Which will sell the propaganda, skunk or wolf or baby panda, elephant or chimpanzee or polar bear.
Maybe soon you'll see advertising splashes for a coat made of light with father's old mustaches.
Bring them on, the more the merrier, Belgian donkey, Irish terrier.
Soon they'll have a killer diller made of unborn caterpillar.
Shall the coats, the top to bottom, must be giraffe or hippopotamus.
Persian lamb is very festive.
Leg of lamb is more digestive.
Looking for a skin that's wearable makes the livelong day unbearable. And that's just for coats.
Take our advice, don't pay the price.
Don't pay the price.
All the problems are inhuman. You'd be better off being President Truman.
Don't be a woman if you can.
Huh. I told you we would get back to Nancy Walker. That is a wonderful song with great lyrics by Ira Gershwin. Remember the Ira Gershwin Philanthropic Fund who supports our show. And it is, you know, such a kind of genius song. It rhymes zombie with Abercrombie as in Abercrombie and Fitch. Great work. That's from a show called Park Avenue. Again, a show that got lost in the tides. I think there was a second American Federation of Musicians strike in 1948. And this was a score by Arthur Schwartz, lyrics by Ira Gershwin, book by George S. Kaufman. What could be better? Except Park Avenue never really ventured very far downtown or uptown or any town. Let us close out this episode with a song from Where's Charlie, another great score that never had an American cast album. Music, of course, by Frank Lesser, music and lyrics. And this was a song that was so popular that it hit like number 5 in the pop charts. It's Gordon McRae and Joe Stafford. And I just want to thank you for listening to this show. You know, we continued with all original material as best we could this summer. We're moving into the fall. And I've had so much fun with Look Ma, No Album, that this is just part one. So join us next week for part two of Look Ma, No Album, but you are all very dear and darling to me. So let us play out with a great song from Where's Charlie? Never on an album, but here on our hearts and here on Broadway to Main Street.
My darling,
I've wanted to call you my darling for many and many a day.
My darling,
I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away.
Now all at once you kissed me, and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say.
Except my darling, my darling.
Get used to that name of my darling. It's here to stay.
You are my darling, my darling. I've wanted to call you my darling
for many and many a day.
And you know my darling, my darling.
I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away.
Now all at once you kissed me,
and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say.
Except my darling, my darling.
Get used to the name of my darling. It's here,
it's here
to stay.
Don't go away, my darling.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.